Natalie, you're the arts director at Covington's Artisans Enterprise Center, which is more informally and more usually known as the AEC, and where a lot of interesting things go on. And Kate, you're the guest curator for an exhibition opening there next Friday. But before we talk about this upcoming show, I want to ask Natalie to tell us about what the AEC does and why it's called Artisans Enterprise Center.
It was named the Artisans Enterprise Center when it was created because it was primarily funded by the Kentucky General Assembly, who gave about $450,000 so that we could occupy the building that it's in now, which is a public-private partnership with an architectural firm newly named MKSK. The project of actually creating the space in the city was brought by our Covington Renaissance organization that focuses on revitalizing the downtown area. So the reason why it was called Artisans Enterprise Center is because initially the vision was for it to really be a place where local artists could sell their wares. It wasn't actually meant to be just a gallery. But what happened, you say, we're going to do this and we're going to do this. And the original vision was a gallery, a retail space in the front, and then in the back, an education space for the kids and for adults that wanted to teach classes on silk screening or photography or whatever you wanted to. But the money ran out before we could really finish that. And so what you have there now is it's still very, very wonderful for the community. You have an art gallery that is really offering wonderful quality of exhibitions like Kate's putting on very soon. But also you have a conference room where the public really could use that for free for anything from an off-site, if they wanted to use it, to have a meeting in a totally different space, to public meetings, to city meetings. And the space is really open and available from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Well, Kate, your upcoming exhibition there has one of those arresting titles that needs explanation.
Sure does.
What does Domino02:Aqua mean, and who are the artists taking part?
The exhibition features 12 artists from around the world. Three of them are local, Shada Soleimani, John Humphreys, and Jeffrey Cortland Jones. And the reason it is called Domino 2, there was a previous exhibition called Domino 1 that featured the same process that the artists go through. And essentially, there are 15 panels where an artist completes their painting on two halves of two different canvases. So on the left side of one canvas and the right side of a second canvas. So when they're installed, they look like a series of dominoes. That second canvas then is distributed to the next artist in the series, and so on and so forth for all of the 12 artists that were involved. The theme of aqua was chosen because I work with a nonprofit organization called Omid USA. We deal with a lot of issues like global poverty and access to clean water, and we come up with innovative solutions for subsistence farmers like portable renewable energy platform or water desalinization tools, also cold storage. These are some of the technologies that we're trying to develop there. With aqua being chosen, all of the artists were responding to that theme in very different ways. As you see the progression of the canvases, each artist responds to the theme of aqua very differently.
Natalie, is it unusual for AEC to be showing an international group of artists?
Yes, this is our first international show. We really focus on local and regional artists. But having said that, in February 2009, we had a show with, I think it was three or four artists, and a lot of them were from Africa.
Now, I think there's to be a special presentation at the exhibition's opening by the head of the local group. Can you tell us about that?
Dr. Mohsen Rezaiat is the engineer who has come up with the technological solutions for subsistence farmers. So the very first technology that was developed was called the PREP, or the Portable Renewable Energy Platform. It's about the size of an artist portfolio. It is a mechanism that a subsistence farmer could take out into a field and move a large amount of water through a drip irrigation system by setting up this energy platform, and then they could flip a switch and charge batteries with it. The applications of the technology are very profound. The idea is to increase farmers' daily revenue by a factor of three or more. So taking someone who lives or subsists on $2 a day and increasing their income to $8 or $10 a day will really change their economic circumstances. It's a really kind of noble cause. And we had started our operations in the Middle East, and as the technology sort of evolved, so too did our mission. And we're actually now beginning to look into other regions of the world to set up our projects. One of them is in the Dominican Republic. Another is potentially in Haiti. And I think one of the most unique aspects of it is that it's a lot of collaboration, not only with the artists who are collaborating on the Domino exhibit, but then we are collaborating with a number of different organizations, not just in Cincinnati, but beyond. It's been this really kind of interesting process that has evolved over the last 3 years.
So. And the whole association with the AEC brings it to a public that perhaps hasn't seen it before.
Exactly.
What else is coming up in 2013 for the AEC, Natalie?
I don't know if you know this, but we have a jury committee that sits and really chooses the artwork and the shows that are scheduled at the AEC. Every 2 years, the jury committee changes out, and this year welcomes our third jury committee. On that is Kate Yellig, is one of the guest curators, showing Domino from January 18th until February 16th. Then we have Brian Harmon, who is a photographer and also teaches art at Covington Catholic School in Covington. And he's hosting something called 50-50, which is, it's quite ambitious, actually. 50 artists showing one work each and selling them. It's a great little show because it's in response to the slow economic times. And it's only a two-day show. That's scheduled for the 22nd of February. Then we have Paige Wiedemann, who teaches at NKU, and she's also a sculptor herself, but she is going to curate her show opening on March 1st. A lot of the themes and concepts are still being developed right now. I know that she's going to really focus on sculpture, but the artists are really not exactly confirmed just yet, so I'll keep that as a surprise. Then we have Dan Brown, who is the editor-in-chief at AKI. He's going to be curating a show that's opening May 3rd. We have Saad Ghosn, who actually sat on the previous jury committee. We retained him. He will be curating a show starting July 5th. Then we have Dustin Pike, who is a graphic designer. He also studied at NKU, and he will start his show on September 6th. And then we have Jennifer Grody, who is a new member of the committee, introduced to me by Mary Hyder, who's focusing on sculpture as well. And her show opens on November 1st. And that will really conclude the 2013 season.
Thanks so much for coming by to talk about it, Natalie and Kate.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
We've been talking with Natalie Bowers, Art Director of Covington's Artisans Enterprise Center, usually called the AEC, and Kate Yellig, guest curator for the exhibition that's to open there next Friday. You can find a link to more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.